full name?
Bessie May Bat.
What was your maiden name?
Bachelor.
Bachelor, spelled
B-A-T-C-H. B-A-T-C-H. Yeah.
That's marvelous.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that you remember a great deal starting, well, you moved from Cove when you were about two.
I must have been around two.
Yeah, so probably your earliest memories are in La Grande.
Yes.
Do you remember where in La Grande you lived when you were very young?
Yes, I went to a very good school.
That's what I thought, you might live near there. Mm-hmm.
And I think, did I say that I went to a very good school?
Yes.
Yeah.
You started first grade there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
did that seem like a big school to you?
Well, at that time, yes.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Miss McNeil, she was the principal. Would be about my size if I had a little meat on me.
Was she a strict teacher?
For a principal and a teacher, she would be strict at times, if need be. Mm-hmm. But all of them have to be.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How did she make children behave, or how did she punish them if they didn't behave well?
Well, I had her hit my hand with a ruler one time because some kids told me that I had muddy shoes on, and the kids told me to walk on the desk, roll the desk. And I did because they told me to. I remember that. Miss Neil, she come in and she made me wash the desk, go in the basement, wash my shoes off.
Did you think it was the right thing to do, even though the other kids told you to do that?
Well, sure, it was the right thing for Miss Beatrice. A lesson.
I should think so.
We learned a lesson the hard way.
And were those desks all fastened together in rows with runners underneath?
Jamie, now I can't even remember that.
Most school desks at that time were, so
yeah.
I thought you might remember that. Do you remember anything about learning to read or learning arithmetic?
Yeah, I had a hard time because I was the oldest in the family when I went to Riveria, and I had to stay out of school and help Mother because she had other children younger than I was.
How many?
Well, she had. It was in my grand.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's her name?
Thelma Barker.
Thelma Barker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives up on Foley.
Oh. By herself?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. But she's in a lot better health than I am.
Other sisters?
One younger sister well, we call her the baby now, Jerry, that lives in Pendleton.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Brommel. And she has a son that is probably in her 30s. She lost her husband and she won't live alone. And she just won't let Larry loose.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he's in his 30s someplace.
Her son?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you have brothers?
Yes, I had Vernon and lost one brother in the war, Woodrow, bachelor, and of course Lloyd and Charles, I lost him with cancer. He lived in Kodiak for 20 some odd years.
Now, was this your son or your
yes,
brother? Your son?
My son.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat lives in California. He was just here a couple weeks ago. They had a school reunion. And of course, Johnny and Pat got together.
Let's go back to school. You said that you had to stay out of school for quite
for
some time to
yeah.
help your mother.
Yeah.
Were you helping with cooking and washing clothes, cleaning the
oh,
house?
Oh yeah, with the whole washboard.
Mm-hmm. So, did you just go to school for a few weeks, or?
Oh, I'd
one
go.
One day or two a week?
I'd go when mother'd get too much to do, why she would keep me out and I'd help.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I even had a grandfather on the bachelor side that would come down and stay with us, and we were the ones that had the family. His other family that lived there, why, they didn't have only just two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Ella Napier. She was librarian for years in LeGrand.
N-A-D-I-R?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did she ever marry?
In later years, yeah. Okay. She and I are the same age.
So, is she still alive?
No, she passed away.
Then if you had to stay home and help your mother every once in a while, did that mean you had difficulties in school, keeping up with the other children?
Yeah, I had to study then to catch up,
mm-hmm.
of course. And I had to turn my papers in.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep up pretty well?
I kept up pretty good until mm-hmm. I had to stay out too much, but I done pretty good.
What did you like about school?
I liked arithmetic pretty good, and I like our reading books. I like them. The first reader I think I've got at home. Or second reader. They just get piled up after 60 some odd years.
Oh, yes. And you went through all 8 grades at Riveria?
No. I quit when I was in the 6th grade because I was babysitting everybody, my aunts and the uncles and
mm-hmm.
their wives, and
mm-hmm.
I would help them as well as helping at home. So
you didn't go back to school after
no, I
that?
I didn't go to school after
Do
that.
Do you wish you had?
Well, sure. No, I do. I really wish
I had. But you just didn't have the opportunity.
I didn't have the opportunity to do it.
What was your father, what kind of work was your father doing during those early years that you were in school part of the time?
He worked for the railroad till he went out on strike on 22, year 1922. And he went on strike, they did, for higher wages, of course. And
what was his job with the railroad?
Then all the oiling of the wheels and all that.
Uh-huh. Is he called an oiler?
Yeah.
And was he working in the LeGrand yard?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And of course, these were all steam engines, weren't they?
Yes. And they have you lived here all your life?
Not all my life.
No. Well, it used to have a bridge up over the railroad, and you could go from the south side of the town to the mm-hmm. north.
I've heard about that.
But it's, of course, been gone for many years now.
Would you go over that bridge and then look down to see where he worked?
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Did he talk about his work?
No. He always had something to do, so. And I think at that time Dad was milking a cow, too.
You had a cow at your
near your house?
On
the place, yeah.
You said he went out on strike. Do you think that this was he a member of the union?
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether they called it a union or what. It was just a strike, and the rest of them went back, and Dad wouldn't go back.
Why?
Well, he said he went out on the strike, and he was going to hold to his word. So he wasn't going to go back.
He really just quit his job then?
Yeah, he quit his job.
And then with all those children, where was he going to get money to support you?
Well, we lived up in what they call Old Town now. He bought a team, and of course I was married then. I was married before I was even 17.
Oh.
And he bought a team, and him and my husband hauled wood then. And they'd haul it in 16-foot wood on a wagon, and then in the wintertime on a sled, goat sled. And then they'd bring it down on a Mr. French that had a buzzsaw that he cut the wood in 12 or 14 or 16, whatever the person wanted.
This was entirely for firewood?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did most people burn wood for
heat? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Cook stove and heat too.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So he could make a living out of delivering wood?
Well, now he wouldn't. They would sell that load of wood for $3 a cord.
Mm-hmm. Did he and your husband go out in the woods and cut
the
trees down?
Oh yeah, they went up, south of LeGrand.
Mm-hmm.
And they hauled slab wood one time. I remember that. There was a mill up there. And they just gave them the slab wood, of course. They didn't have nothing to do with it up there.
No, the slab wood was the outer part.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They would run it through the saw, and then you'd have sort of a rounded piece with a flat side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then is the slab wood what they cut up for firewood?
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, they'd cut anything they could get that was dry.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't have to pay for the slab wood.
Oh, yeah.
They did or they didn't?
No.
They didn't?
No, uh-uh. We didn't. You just go up there and get it, but now you can't do it. You have to have a permit to go and do it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing that mill?
The schoolhouse is still up there on that prairie where the school mill was. And, what do they call that? Come on, brain. Let's see, there's a schoolhouse, I believe, if it hasn't been tore down the last couple of years. Why, that schoolhouse still stood.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's there, but I'm not sure.
No.
But I'm wondering about the mill. Did you see it?
No, I never went up when he was gone. Mm-hmm.
You said you were married before you were 17.
Yes.
Why so young?
Keep from babysitting for somebody else.
Oh, now tell me more about that. Were you tired of babysitting?
Well, sure. I babysit at home, and my aunts had asked me to come and work for them, and just a kid, why I go over and work for them, and I work for an aunt in Cole's. Well, Uncle Dan Peterman is the only name I can think of right off the top of my head. But I'd go over there, and then I'd have a lot more work to do when I went home.
Would you stay over there for a few days?
Oh, yeah. I think I stayed 1 week over a week, because I made the boys sit on a chair along the kitchen, because they come along and put their hands, dirty hands, in the dough that we had, a bread mixer. And Uncle Dan came in and says, what are you boys sitting there? I said, because I set them there. He says, get out. Go outside and play. I said, if they get out, I'm going to walk to Le Grand. He made him sit there.
Were you afraid that they wouldn't obey you if he let them go out?
Well, sure they wouldn't obey me.
I suppose you went on a horse and buggy between Le Grand and Cove?
Oh, yeah, an old Model T.
Oh, you had a Model T?
Yeah.
Were you able to drive yourself?
No. Mm-mm.
I
didn't.
Who took you?
Well, Uncle Dan come and got me.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I always walked. I walked from where I live now on C down to the old post office.
Yes.
And walked back. Maybe pushy baby buggy, mm-hmm. I don't know, I don't remember.
When you went on these babysitting jobs, did they pay you?
Oh, no.
What, you were supposed to do it just because you were a member of the family?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. I was supposed to help out.
I can imagine why you might get tired of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Your family didn't have much money.
No.
And what, were you wanting to buy better clothes, maybe?
Well, Mother always tried to, she'd done an awful lot of sewing, and I did too after I got married. I made all my own clothes, and the boys' own clothes, and I had a sister-in-law that lived in Wallace, Idaho, they owned a cleaner, and she'd send me all the pants and all the shirts that wasn't called for, and I'd make the boys their clothes. So we done pretty good, but we didn't have very much money.
Sometimes were you able to buy materials so you could make a dress from scratch?
Yeah, sometimes I'd work for a neighbor doing some little job, and they'd always pay me good. Material wasn't high at that time either.
Where would you buy it?
Oh, like the Golden Rule.
That was on Adams Avenue?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And can't remember about pennies, but I think there was a Montgomery Morgue.
Mm-hmm.
The rest I don't know.
That's all right. It's all right. If you can, and if you're not embarrassed, how did your husband-to-be propose to you?
Well, he did. At first, when we first met, of course, we just lived a couple blocks away. Why, he chased all the boys out of Newtown. He chased them down the street he didn't want him to come up there and get me. And so I had friends that, and I always befriended somebody that had something wrong with them, you know. Kids would make fun of them and I'd take their place.
You mean if they were crippled?
No, they weren't crippled, but the boys just picked on each other. Bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time that Bob, my gosh, what's his name? Well, they lived a couple blocks from us, and he was picking on my brother all the time. And so that one time I said, well, that was after the bridge was put over. We walked over to Riveria School. And I caught him up on top of the bridge, and I gave him a beating. And he went home and told his dad that I beat up on him. And so his dad brought Bob over to our place. And he says, what Bessie beat Bob for? And says, well, because he was picking on Vernon. And he was bigger than Vernon, and so I just waited for him on top of that bridge. And that was before they had that screen along the side of it. And I says, I'll just pick you up and throw you down there. And he thought I would, you know, because I was big for my age. But anyway, that was another little story.
You said that your future husband chased the other boys away so they wouldn't come after you.
Yeah.
Once he got them chased away, what did he say to you about getting married?
Well, after he got them all chased away and they wouldn't come, some of them come from my own city, I know, on horse. Frank. Oh. What is his last name? He used to come up there with the horse and my husband chased him out. And then after that, why, he said, let's get married. And my mother just had a fit. She said, you're not going to get married. And I says, I might as well be married as taking care of everybody else's kids.
What did she say to that?
She says, well, I don't blame you. Dad didn't want me to get married, of course. But Mama said, well, you'd be just as well off as you are here at home. All you do is babysit for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Was it common then for boy or young women and young men to get married quite young? Like when they were 16 or 17?
Yeah, I wasn't even 17.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. We was married in August and I'd have been 17
mm-hmm.
the next May.
But I'm in relation to your parents' reactions, did they look around and see other boys and girls, 16 and 17 year olds, getting married?
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They married younger than.
Uh-huh. So you weren't doing anything that was very unusual?
Oh no. Didn't make any gossip anyway.
And where did you live after you were married?
We rented a house up on B. It was called he had apartments, but he built this one and then he'd build another one here and he'd build another one here and then he turned the corner and build another one here. And we lived in the second one here.
Mm-hmm.
But we canned them years, you know, fruit, vegetables, everything. Of course, I knew it all before I got married because I'd done it.
Yeah.
So that's...
What was your husband doing, working for your father at that time?
No, he was... he went on that strike in 21 or 22 in the railroad.
You said your father did that.
Yes.
Was your husband also working for the railroad?
No, he had a team of horses and a saddle horse and a cow that they staked out on Old Town up there. Mm-hmm. No, just family. Mm-hmm.
Tell me his complete name.
Bessie May Knapp.
No, your husband's name.
Lowell Wayman Knapp.
Okay, that's L-O-W-E-L-L.
Yes.
W-A-M-A-N.
Yeah.
Wayman.
Uh-huh.
Knapp.
W-Y-M-A-N.
Uh-huh. Right. Were you happy that first year of marriage?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to babysit.
I didn't have to babysit anymore.
You just canned and cooked and
cleaned
the house and took care of him?
Cleaned the house. And, possibly, if I remember right, I'd go on and helping some that lived in this apartment things. I'd go and help them maybe once in a while. If they were elderly, I'd go help. Mm-hmm. But I didn't work out till later in years, and I worked for, I cooked for school for about 5 years, Central School, and then I went to quit that when they quit, they hired WPA women to do it. And what did I do? I went to, over to the hospital, and I believe I worked in the laundry. I and an elderly lady, Mrs. Hoffman, we folded the sheets, and our hands would just be blistered, you know, coming through all them rollers that were so hot. Mm-hmm. But they were happy years, mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you were working for other people, had you had children already?
Oh, yeah, I didn't work out till my youngest boy was started to school, and then I worked mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. more from home. Mm-hmm. And I'd done I baked all the rolls and everything for this lunch.
At the Central School?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And soup and dessert mm-hmm. and chocolate, always chocolate, kids like chocolate. Then you find out that chocolate wasn't good for them.
How many children did you have?
I had 4 boys.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All born fairly close to each other?
About 2 years apart.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And where were they born? At Grand Ronde Hospital?
No. No, the youngest boy, he was born at home. Dr. Wunderlich come up to the house and took care of me. But I lived right across the alley from my mother at that time. And I think once I had a lady across the alley from me, she'd come and help me, but I'd be up in 3 days or 4, helping myself.
Am I correct in thinking that bearing children wasn't difficult for you?
It wasn't for me, no. I guess I've seen too much of it. Uh-huh. I know what to expect, I guess.
Had you witnessed the birth of other children?
Yeah. My sisters, I did. Because mm-hmm. I've got one that's 91, I told you, they lived on Coley. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you saw her being born?
I saw her being born, and I don't think that I've seen any of the rest of them that I remember.
Now, for most women, giving birth to a child involves quite a bit of pain.
Oh, yeah.
Was it painful for you?
Well, something you forget. I guess I just forget.
Did you have any anesthetic?
No. No. Nope.
How did you get the the blankets and the nightgowns and the other clothing you would need for a baby.
Well, Dr. Wunderlich, then Mona come up to the house, and then the last baby I had, I didn't hardly get in bed till he was born, so Dr. Wunderlich just come up to the house.
I was talking about the clothing that you would need for a baby.
Oh, I made them all.
You made it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a sewing machine?
Mother did, and so I was at her house quite a bit doing sewing and helping her too.
If you had four children, all 2 years apart, you had a great deal of work to do every day.
Oh, sure. Till they all started to school, well, till the last one started to school, I was busy.
Do you remember your mother coming over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To do what?
She'd get after me for laying my husband's overalls on the board sidewalk and taking a broom and scrubbing them instead of rubbing them on a washboard.
Why did she not like that method of washing?
She said that they were too big for me to handle, to wring, you know, by hand. Mm-hmm. And they are. They're hard to wring.
Yes.
And they you can't wring them very dry, and they just hang on the line. Mm-hmm.
When you were preparing food for the children, the young children, and for you and your husband, you said you had a lot of canned goods.
Mm-hmm.
Where else did you get food?
Just that he worked on odd jobs, and we'd buy food enough to do. When he hauled wood, we'd buy enough groceries to last us through the winter. Like 4 sacks of flour that you'd have to give that much for 1 sack now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd buy bacon and a ham and store in as much food as we could in the summertime by canning some. We had fruit and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I was taught that from the beginning.
So you didn't go shopping every week?
No. No.
Once a year?
No. I'd go probably every 2 weeks. You'd run out of some little thing, like bacon powder, soda, something.
Had you and your husband bought a car at that time, or did he have a wagon?
No, he had a wagon and a team. And a saddle horse.
Would you either go that way or walk?
Yeah,
to go shopping?
I usually walk.
Mm. What did you carry your groceries back home in?
Well, in the baby buggy, I guess.
Oh, yes.
With the baby. What I had to have. I didn't buy a whole lot that I had to have, but I'd wheel the baby. I and a lady friend moved. We'd go down to the library and get us some books, and then we'd stop back into the library and pick them up and go on home, walk with the buggy. And when the streets wasn't paved, well, it wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm. And most of them weren't paved, were they?
No.
Adams Avenue wasn't, was it?
No.
But it had boardwalks.
It had boardwalks. Yeah. And our house, where his mother lived, had a boardwalk too. And where, well, I'm still living there. I still got it, so.
I'm interested, you said you stopped to get books. What kinds of books did you enjoy reading then?
Oh, someone would tell us a good book to get, and we'd get it.
Fiction?
Zane Grey.
Yes.
We read a lot of them. And not very much fiction and not very many love
stories.
Zane
Grey wrote fiction.
Yeah.
That's story, made-up stories. And what kind of light were you using to read by? Did you have electricity? Kerosene lamps?
Kerosene lamp. We had one that hung down. And one that we set on the table. But it wasn't very good light. No. We never read at night.
I see. Daytime reading is best.
Yeah.
But you didn't have much time for reading in the daytime, did you?
No. I'd pick up the book whenever I'd get one of the babies asleep. I'd pick a book up.
Sure.
Sit down. That's where I got my rest. Yeah.
That's good. Were you reading newspapers at that time, like The Observer?
Well, we didn't take The Observer, but my husband's brother, Horace, he took the paper, and so he'd save it and give to us. But we'd use the paper to start the fire with.
You didn't read it very thoroughly then?
No.
Did you have a radio?
No, we had a phonograph, but no radio.
Did you know much about what was going on in the world then?
Oh, you'd listen, you know. You'd go first from one place, or a bunch of us stand on the street, and we'd each have something to say, you know. We'd tell each other what was going on in the world. Maybe some of them would read the Portland paper, and some of them would have the Observer, and we didn't take the Observer.
Do you remember hearing that the first World War had begun?
Oh, yeah. My grandmother and my mother, they baked old little donuts about that big around.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go over to the railroad and give them to the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, World War I.
Were you getting reports about how the war was going?
Yes.
Who did you hear that from?
Just neighbors, I guess.
People who read the newspaper more than you did.
Yeah, more than I had time to read.
Yes. Can you describe the clothes that you usually wore at that time when your children were very small?
Well, of course, we didn't wear no overalls or no slacks.
For women?
For just women, we just made our own.
Describe a dress that you would make, could you?
Some of them we'd make with just to the waistline and then maybe gathered or pleated on that, and they'd come down to the calf of your leg, and
with pockets?
Not sleeve, no, here, two pockets, because you're always picking up something.
A sleeve that came down just between the shoulder and the elbow, right? The sleeve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were sort of loose dresses?
Yeah.
Were they usually made of material and had a print?
Yeah, usually. Usually a print.
With a belt?
I don't think we wore a belt too much. We wore what we call a sash, but the waistline was way down here on your hip.
Was that just the style?
Just plain, and it was just the style at that time.
Mm-hmm. Was it fairly heavy material?
No.
How long could you wear a dress before you got it all dirty and had to wash it?
Oh, about 2 or 3 days.
So you had 5 or 6 dresses, maybe? Work dresses?
Yeah, I wore dresses. And
work.
I think I had, early in the morning when you first get up, I have so much to do, that you just put on a kimono or house coat or whatever you want to call it.
What kinds of shoes did you wear during the day?
Just leather shoes, I guess.
Button up? High tops?
I had two pair that was buttoned up that I kept for good. And they were both given to me. My cousin bought them too small and she gave them to me.
You were lucky?
Yeah. So they sat in the clothes closet. I didn't wear them very much, mm-hmm. but evidently I wore a slipper of some kind that you could just slip your foot in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the winter time, what additional clothing did you have?
We all had winter clothes. I know we make an undergarment that you wore under your dress. We'd make it of outing flannel in the winter time and wear them. And in the summertime, I remember making them out of flour sacks. We'd eat a flour sack and make them.
A single flour sack wouldn't be big enough, would it? Did you have to
no,
sew some together?
No, you'd have to have two of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you had to bleach the print out of them, of course. But I'd done so many then, so.
And what kind of a heavy coat did you have?
Well, evidently just a heavy material coat. I can't even remember.
Wool?
Yes, in the wintertime. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of hats?
I think it was attached to your coat and you put over your
head. A hood?
Uh-huh.
Any fur in it?
No.
Too expensive?
Not that I remember.
Would that be too expensive for you?
Yes. Couldn't afford that.
Did you go to church during this time?
Yeah, I went to, when my grandmother and grandfather, Batchelor, was alive, I'd go to the Salvation Army with them, and I had a Uncle Emil Meteor that went to all the churches, and his daughter and I, we used to make the rounds. We'd go to the Salvation Army first, and then we'd go to the next one, because he played the piano or organ or whatever. He was a musician, so.
What sort of a service did they have at the Salvation Army? What did they do?
Real good. I remember giving us a party at Christmas time.
No, I mean for a regular Sunday service.
Oh. Just like a Christian.
They'd read person. From the Bible.
Yeah.
And have a sermon.
Yeah.
And sing hymns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that you should dress up, have a different kind of dress to go to church?
Well, no, we just wore what we had.
Just the regular clothes?
Oh, yeah.
Same thing you'd wear on Wednesday morning, you'd wear on Sunday morning?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Well, everybody else dressed that way, too?
Yeah. The boys usually had clean overhauls, usually. Mm-hmm. Well, all of them had come to church.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Did you have a hard time getting the boys to church?
No, not when they're little. They like to go. Because they get off with other kids, you know. I suppose tell their stories, I don't know.
Were you aware during these early years when you were living in La Grande that there were some people in La Grande who had quite a bit of money?
Oh yeah, the Foleys and the and the Boovies and
Kittle?
I can't remember.
Stang?
Well, Stangs and that was later years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear.
I was wondering what you thought about people who had quite a bit of money.
Well, we know that they could afford it and we couldn't, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We just went right along.
And that's all there is to it?
That's what we had.
Did you feel jealous?
No.
At all?
I didn't, but I have a sister that lives on Foley that she was jealous. She wanted to have the best of everything. And she usually got it. Because other people would give them things that had maybe worn a little bit, and you could cut it down mm-hmm. and make a child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to be up with the Stangs.
Mm.
Yeah.
How did she manage to get up there? Did she marry a man who had a lot of money?
No. She married a man that done the baking at the... what was it? Was it Winter's Baker? No, that don't even sound right. It was on the across the tracks where the Salvation Army is now. There was a bakery there. And he got up real early in the morning and started his bread. And he made the bread. And some other men made donuts and maple bars.
He didn't make a lot of money at that job, did he?
No, he didn't. He made a living, but he didn't.
So how did your sister manage to accomplish the things that she wanted, to live like a rich person?
Well, she manipulated everybody.
To give her things?
Yeah, she'd get the best of everything.
Huh.
But I didn't care.
You were more modest, apparently.
Yeah, I had clothes to go to Sunday school or to church if I went with Grandma and Grandpa, but no, I didn't.
Did you have any other ambitions at that time in your life?
No, I guess I didn't mm-hmm. have any.
So I'm not suggesting you should have. Maybe as you grew older, you might have some other ideas about how you wanted to live your life.
And in later years, of course, my husband worked. He was, I won't start on another subject here.
Okay.
He worked. He had a team. He hauled wood and plowed gardens and worked that way and made quite a bit of money mm-hmm. with the team.
Was he able to fix things?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, he can. He's like my son that I live with here. He can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's an electrician, really. He likes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't crawl in under the house or in the attic anymore. He's 81, so. He has no business up there doing it.
What were some of the activities that you did for fun or just for recreation?
Oh, we'd go to square dances.
Where were they held?
They were held in the homes that had big enough room that you could have them in the homes, and we square danced, yeah.
Now, when you went to a square dance party, I suppose it was in the evening.
Yeah.
Was there food served?
Oh, yeah. We each took some little thing that we had.
Like a potluck?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Would you eat first?
No, I think we danced first.
You danced first?
Yeah.
And would there be maybe 8 or 10 couples?
Oh, yeah. That one hall across. Little park down by the river.
Pioneer.
They had a big, great big living room, as big as these two rooms, or wider, I know, because they'd be crowded, you know, with couples out there dancing. And if you had a baby, well, you laid it on the table and covered it up and it slept.
How long might you dance?
Oh, probably till about 11, and then you broke up, you see.
Was there sometimes liquor served there?
I think in the earlier years there was moonshine because you could smell it on them when the men come in.
Did you taste it?
No.
No.
I didn't have any desire.
That some of the men would drink it.
Oh, yeah, you knew they drank it.
Get pretty rambunctious.
Well, some of the Hoffmans got real hot. Real happy. Mother used to play the organ chord with a violin and a guitar and things like that. She'd chord the piano and they'd square dance and my husband at one time, talking about square dancing and dances again, why we'd haul logs for a dance floor there for George and Dorothy Fleshman lived.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know about that.
Yeah,
Morgan Lake Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We hauled the logs for Mr. Hoffman, and he built that. And then I can't remember who tore it down.
Mm-hmm. But were some of the dances you went to at that hall?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you describe it anymore?
Well, it was built like this. You know?
The logs were placed on top of each other, yes.
The benches were here, you could sit, and the dancers was out here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did it have a little kitchen or bathrooms?
Well, he must have had a bathroom, but I can't remember because we hauled the logs for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember.
Was that used for other purposes besides
no.
square
uh-uh.
dancing?
Uh-uh.
Just for dancing?
Just for dancing, uh-huh.
Did he charge money to go there?
No, you just took something to eat lunch on and maybe drink, you know,
mm-hmm.
like coffee or tea or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they had their moonshine.
Yes. Was there any other kind of recreational activity that you participated in?
No, not too much till I started my youngest boy started school, so I started to cook at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had WPA women was under me,
mm-hmm.
but I made all the rolls and all the maple bars mm-hmm. and all that. And we had dessert, but I'd make the rolls and the bread, and I'd bake them at home, and I didn't have to go down till about 10:30. But I had to get them covered up and in the pickup, you know, to
mm-hmm.
haul down to school.
Mm-hmm.
If my husband wasn't home, why, I'd do that. And then I went from there to the St. Joseph Hospital and worked with Mrs. Hoffman and Edith Hoffman, and the twin, let me see, what is her name? Edith was a large woman. She worked in the office at St. Joseph, and that's where I worked in the laundry. And then I went from the laundry, I just quit. They wouldn't raise the wages or anything. We'd work on the sweat running off of us.
It's hard work.
Yeah, it was hard work of pulling those. They come off in rollers. Was hot rollers from here to the double door there. And our hands would just be burned, you know. And fold them and, we'd have stacks of them from the hospital. And we ate lunch at the hospital for a long time, and then finally they quit serving lunches and you had to take your own. And then I wanted more money. I said, well, there's not enough money here. Going as much money as they, so Joel was making, why, I said, we're not getting nothing, really. And so finally they said, well, who's going to tell them? And I says, I will. And so I went over and told the sister, and I said, sister, we're not getting enough money out the laundry. And I says, look at my hands. And she took a hold of my hands and she felt them. She says, well, they're even hot now. And I said, well, I just come from folding sheets. But she wouldn't give us that. She said, we can't give you any more money. So that was it. So I just quit. And then I went to Johnny Group and his wife. They come down wanted to know if I would help Myla Dean. She had just had one child, and then she was having this other one. And so she said, well, will you come and help us? And she says, and can you stay all night? And I said, well, I don't know what we'll say if I stay away at night. And he said, well, ask him. And so I told him what a pickle John was in. And so he said, well, you can do it for Johnny and Myla Dean. So I babysat for Johnny. That's the oldest one of the groups. And from then on, I babysat for them and the Whittemores and they live out in the valley now. What in the heck is her first name? You don't think of people, you know, you
sure.
Forget.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Were you making more money babysitting for these people than you were in the laundry?
Oh, yeah. Not like they are now.
No.
I work for 50 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, of course, at that time, 50 cents is worth quite a bit more.
If you work long enough hours and you work from 8 till 4, so you make pretty good.
What did you do with the money that you were making? Did it just go into household expenses?
Just household expenses and clothes for the boys. And of course, as they went up in school, they wanted better clothes too, so Mom wouldn't do without. Well, I had uniforms that I wore at Central School when I was cooking, and I think I wore them over to the laundry when I went over to the laundry.
Uh-huh.
I think I wore my uniforms over there because I had them and there's no use of letting them lay around.
Did you have time to be involved with any social clubs or groups?
Yes, I belong to the Eagles and I belong to a little neighborhood club. But what did we call it? Pollyanna's, I think, was the name of it.
Mm-hmm. What did that club
but
do?
But that was the... We took our mending or crocheting or knitting or whatever we wanted to do. We served a little lunch to them when they come. They'd probably be 6 or 8 would come, and we'd do whatever we wanted to do of our own, you know, even patching.
And talking.
Yeah, and talking.
Was there a lot
visiting,
of, a lot of gossip?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. All in the neighborhood. No, it was...
What would you do at an Eagles meeting?
Well, I just mourned. I didn't go to very many of them. because I worked and I can't stay up nice and get my sleep too.
Mm-hmm.
No, I went to one meeting a month at the Eagles, and gosh, other than that, I...
Do you remember what went on at a meeting?
No, not really. I was outside guard for a year. And then I, did I get sick? I think I got sick and had to quit, so I just quit.
What does an outside guard do?
You wouldn't let one in that didn't have a card.
No, you just stood at the door and checked people when they were coming in.
If they could show me their card, they could go in. If they couldn't show me the card, they didn't get in. I wouldn't let them in. I've had some of them mad because they'd leave their purse at home and bring a little night purse, you know, like this, just a little one they could carry in their hands, not leave
no
it
card.
Right around someplace, you know.
You'd probably recognize most of the people, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, I knew all of most of them at times. Once in a while we'd have somebody new come in. But they still had to have their card from wherever they was from to show you. I don't think they're as trustworthy now as they were then, really.
When your children were in school, were you aware of what was going on in their classrooms? Did they talk to you about school?